Some years ago, I set out to sea. Having little money and nothing particularly interesting to do on shore, I thought I would sail around the world. Whenever I feel like a cold, wet November morning, and I start following funerals, then I know it's time to go back to the wide open sea. It always makes me feel better, because the sea is magic. It has always been magic. It is an endless source of life and mystery. When I go to sea, I always go as a simple sailor and never as a passenger. Why should I pay, when I can get paid for my work? I certainly don't mind taking orders from an old sea captain. And if I have to clean the decks or mend a sail, so what? It's good, honest work, and I don't mind it. The men you meet at sea are both good and bad, and I always try to get along with them. It's wise to be friendly with the people you have to live with on a ship. But the main reason I want to go to sea is the great whale. I want to be with those who hunt this mysterious monster. I put a shirt or two into my bag and left for New Bedford, Massachusetts. That's where you go to find a whaling ship. I didn't know much about the town, and it was late and cold when I arrived. I walked up and down the dark streets, looking for a place to stay. Finally, I saw a small light near the docks, and an old sign swinging back and forth in the cold wind of the night. The Spouter Inn, Peter Coffin. Coffin? What a name for an innkeeper! But it was a cold night, and I had nowhere else to go. The inn was a strange old place, and one part of it leaned to one side. I stood there looking at it for a while. Oh, stop worrying, I thought. You're going whaling soon, and that's a hard life. So I entered the Spouter Inn. It was a small, dark place, and the wind howled through the old building. The first thing I saw was an old painting of a ship in a storm, and a giant whale jumping out of the water. It was trying to destroy the ship. The other sailors in the inn sat at a long table, drinking and talking. I found the landlord, Peter Coffin, and asked him for a room.
Sorry, he said. But there's nothing left. Every bed is taken. But if you don't mind sharing a bed with a harpooner, then you have a bed.
Who is he? I asked nervously.
He's not here now, said the landlord. But if you're going whaling, you had better get used to this sort of thing.
Well, all right, I replied. I'll share a bed with any decent man.
Good,
said the landlord.
You want some dinner? Just sit down and it'll be ready soon.
I sat down in the cold inn and waited for dinner. There was no fire and no heat, just a few candles. The landlord said he couldn't afford wood.